Hachette Audio presents Before You Judge Me, The Triumph and Tragedy of Michael Jackson's Last Days. Written by Tavis Smiley and David Ritz. Read by Leo Coltrane. Before You Judge Me, Try Hard to Love Me. Childhood by Michael Jackson. Prologue. Wednesday, June 24th, 2009. No one can quite believe it. The dancers, the singers, the musicians, the crew. Everyone is stunned, even shocked, by the power of Michael's performance. His presence has electrified the Staples Center. It makes no difference that the cavernous arena is empty. Makes no difference that this is only a rehearsal. What matters is that after months of dire uncertainty about the upcoming shows in London, months when the star has appeared too weak, distracted, or drugged to commit to this enormous undertaking, Michael has turned it around. Just when many were convinced that the concerts, starting July 13th, would have to be scrubbed, Michael has proved the skeptics wrong. His voice is strong. His dance moves are impeccable. His critiques of the arrangements and choreography are right on the mark. But what moves his support team most is Michael's heart. Everyone present can feel Michael's loving and generous heart. His heart is beating wildly, and so are theirs. In his heart, he has rededicated himself to the great task at hand. On stage, Michael has taken command of what only a few days earlier appeared to be a hopelessly unwieldy production. Only he knows how to repair and refit the broken pieces. Only he has the charismatic energy to bring it all together. Only he has the singular focus to salvage this enterprise and pull off the comeback he has promised his worldwide audience. As he works his magic for hours on end, all eyes are on Michael. The renewal of his ambition to make these shows the most spectacular in his four-decade history of performing has excited the ambition of everyone around him. To be close to Michael is to be close to immortality. When he leaves the Staples Center that Wednesday evening, exhausted but exhilarated, he feels more alive than ever. Yet only 16 weeks earlier, at a chaotic London press conference, he was experiencing far different feelings. Chapter 1. This is it. On March 5th, 2009, in London, England, Michael realizes he must do what he has long sought to avoid. He must announce his decision to return to the stage. At this point, he has no choice. Commitments have been made, contracts signed. The deal is sealed. Yet part of him remains uncertain and reluctant. A 50-year-old
sample complete. Ready to continue?